This is Dusty Rhodes reporting for the Education Desk. Today I'd like to introduce you to some kids trying to overhaul the way schools handle discipline. Let's start with Carlil Pittman. First of all, I need to make sure I'm pronouncing your name correctly. It's Carlil?
Yes, Carlil.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 22 years old.
22?
Yes, ma'am.
Pittman is part of VOICE. That's an acronym that stands for Voices of Chicago Youth in Education. Their goal is to stop schools from using harsh discipline. And let's just get this out of the way. You could say they're experts on the subject.
I had cut a class, and because I cut a class, they called me to cut a class. They dropped me out of school.
You were expelled?
Yes.
For cutting class?
Yes.
How did they catch you cutting class?
I was in the lunchroom. I didn't really feel like dealing with sitting in the classroom. I had just found out that my girlfriend was pregnant. So
let me play that once more in case you missed it.
I had just found out that my girlfriend was pregnant. So I went outside in the lunchroom, and the security saw me, and he took me to the disciplinary office. And when I got there, there was some lady in there. I don't know who she was. She was like, let me see if grade. Okay, just drop him.
Pittman says it took him months to find another school that would admit him. During his senior year, he joined VOICE, and he's been working to change school discipline policies ever since. This spring, the group took a big step toward that goal by getting their legislation, Senate Bill 100, through both chambers with bipartisan support. The measure would make out-of-school suspensions and expulsions last resorts, to be used only if a student's continuing presence on campus posed a threat to school safety or a disruption to learning.
What the bill really does is it encourages folks to just look at other ways. If there are other ways available, then look at those first.
That's Quentin Anderson. He's the campaign director for VOICE and a kid who went to the principal's office 54 times in eighth grade but recently graduated from law school. Anderson says this legislation reflects a growing national awareness of the link between harsh discipline in schools and harsh sentences in the criminal justice system.
The feds have recommended that you do away with zero tolerance. It's coupled with the mandatory minimums. I mean, it's sort of seen as something that lacks compassion, and it's just sort of a kid does X, and so we give him Y consequence without any, contemplation of the context or the circumstances.
In Chicago, some charter schools charge students monetary fees for misbehavior.
One of our young people, she went to school with a puff of gum, and then it was a charter school, and you're not allowed to chew gum.
That's Sarah Johnson, a youth leader for VOICE.
She went through the metal detectors and they found a pack of gum in her bag, and she was fined $1 a piece of gum that she had.
A pack of gum can have 18 pieces. That's a fairly hefty fine.
It's a ridiculous thing in the first place. She wasn't chewing it. It was just in her bag.
The VOICE bill would apply to public and charter schools, banning monetary fees and zero tolerance policies. Anderson realizes that's asking schools to work harder.
If you can just slot people into certain consequences for certain actions, you don't have to think about what actually happened, because that takes time. And that's really what our bill tries to do, is it says that time that seems so inconvenient, that's really important.
Pittman says that on that day he got caught ditching class, hanging out in the lunchroom, no one asked why he wasn't in class. I'm not sure if I should ask you this question. Are you a father now?
Yes.
How old is your baby?
My son is 5 years old.
So this is the son that you were sitting in the cafeteria about?
Yes.
Wow. So he will be starting school?
Yes, he's in preschool now. He just got enrolled for kindergarten for September. And I feel really confident sending my son to school knowing that I played a part in his future education.
The bill should be sent to Governor Bruce Rauner soon. If he signs it, it would take effect in September 2016. Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.